Jell Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Jell.
Hi.
Well, those of us who get outside this time of year, which I hope is most of us.
Yeah, me too.
We can notice the scent of autumn.
Mm.
Autumn smells different. What is that? Is it leaves?
Well, leaves are definitely a big instigator of that amazing scent. And yeah, it is a powerful. To my nose, it is kind of astringent, but in a mild way, really rich, you know, complicated. And I know I really try to relish that scent right now because I love my olfactory sense. I really appreciate it.
You like your nose? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I like what my nose can do, I guess.
I see.
And I know that just around the corner, there isn't going to be anything to smell outside. It's really, in the winter, we're really shut down.
I never thought of it that way. You're right. Yeah.
I feel so starved by the end of the winter for outdoor smells. You know, we definitely have, you know, lots of wonderful indoor smells from things we do inside in the winter. But
cooking.
Yeah, like cooking. Uh-huh. But, I just find myself by spring, that's one of the really things I find myself yearning for is just to be able to step outside or stick my nose out to the window and, you know, take in some really interesting smell.
Maybe that's why in the wintertime it's so nice to step outside and smell somebody's wood stove.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, I never thought of it that way.
Oh, I think so.
But what are we actually smelling?
Okay, enough of my...
Before the snow.
So we've talked before, I'm sure, about how when the leaves come down off the shrubs and the trees and all the other plants are dying too, that this is even though there's decomposition and recycling of nutrients going on in the forest all throughout the growing season. And thank goodness for that. Otherwise, our forest would be impenetrable. I mean, if things didn't decay, if things just continued to pile up, we'd soon be not going out. It'd be a very different world. And this time of year, as this big dump of leaves comes down to the forest floor, and we typically, and we have this year, had some nice rains, fall rains, and until it freezes, we get some mild weather, and these create perfect, just ideal conditions for a real surge in decomposition and decay and recycling. So that scent that I associate with autumn, and I think many people do, is related to this surge of decomposition. And decomposition is primarily fueled in the initial stages by this teeming web of life that is living just under that layer of litter of decaying stuff. Bacteria, so a single-celled organism that's not a plant or an animal, it's in a category all by itself, and fungi. And so among the many kinds of fungi that are very important at this time of year are those that can attack leaves of trees and shrubs. Leaves of trees and shrubs are more resistant to decay than lots of other organic materials. So if you've ever tried to use them in a compost pile or, you know, use them as mulch or watch them, you know, had a reason to watch them decay, you know that they're, you maybe sense that they're more resistant to decay than some other things. So molds are really important in the decomposition of leaves, the initial stages of that. And that's why we have the term, and they create something that relates to the term that many gardeners, I'm sure, have heard, which is leaf mold. It's one of the prized, you know, sort of amendments that you can make to your soil because it's so beneficial to everything. And that name comes from the fact that these are fungi that are doing the decomposition that create leaf mold. And so when you see a leaf, the skeleton of the veins all still in place, but everything else is missing and just kind of a brown film, that is leaf mold. And that's been created by these very busy fungi. So as leaves and all these other things are being processed, they are giving off aromatic chemicals that combine into this just amazing, like I said, to my nose, it's just all so complex. There's all these different parts to it, and just a wonderful blend that, I don't know the formula. I haven't ever seen a breakdown, you know, well, it's this much this and that much that, but it's just a fantastic association that I have with the season. And until things really get frosted and frozen, we'll be able to enjoy it.
Shell Anderson regularly updates us with the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thanks for filling us in on that special scent of autumn.
You're welcome.